Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hi, welcome to An Hour of Mind Power. This is Donna Sebo, and our guest for today was to be on the air with us. He's in England, and we've tried reaching him at the number we were given, and that has not worked out. Something must have happened, and of course, over in England, they're 8 hours ahead of us, so it's a wee bit late in the evening. But regardless, if he's able to call in to the station, I'm sure that he will. But we're going to be moving ahead. So we have now got, to the best of my knowledge, an open mic hour. So I'm going to have various things to share with you. But if you'd like to call in at any time during this hour, due to the guest cancellation, the lines are now open for the full hour. Call me on 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227 or worldwide 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. So again, lines are now open for the entire hour. Call in whenever you like. And regrettably, Mr. Martin Palmer, we have not been able to reach him in London, and we are hopefully going to get a call from him, but we were going to be discussing the Wan Yin Chronicles, which is fascinating history. So we will book him again on another time. This is a man that travels to China a great deal, and his historical knowledge is wonderful. So I was really looking forward to it. And who knows, he may yet call into the station, so we'll just keep on keeping on. Again, give me a call if you want to chat, 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. I wanted to share with you a story about how we have to be aware sometimes that people may have expectations of us that we're not necessarily aware that we need to be able to express ourselves about. In today's world, we're dealing with issues. A lot of people have lost jobs. Here in the Seattle area, there was a company that decided to expand, and they're going to have as many as 3,000 applicants for maybe a handful of jobs. So if you're out job hunting, what do you need to keep in mind? How do you present yourself so that whoever you are interviewing with is going to get an image of you in the right way? Well, this is nothing new, believe it or not. People have had to go through these experiences over many, many generations. I don't care if you had lived during the time of the Egyptian pharaohs to today. Job hunting has always been a challenge. Well, let's go to Boston. Let's go to Boston, and we'll go back a few years. Now, we've got a beep here. Do we have a caller?
Yeah, hi. Good evening, Donna.
Hi, hon. I'm going to just pause in the story. I wasn't sure whether it was a caller or if it was my guest from London. But I had glad to have you on the air.
Thanks.
First name or initial, and where are you calling from?
Yeah, it's Kim from Louisiana.
Where in Louisiana?
Hammond. It's kind of it's in southeast Louisiana between New Orleans and Baton Rouge.
Wow, you're in quite an area.
It's a beautiful area, and the temperature is almost 80 right now. It's sunny and breezy. It's gorgeous.
Oh, gee, I'm going to envy you.
Yep,
we had sunshine here in the Pacific Northwest for 2 days. It was in the 70s. We were all ecstatic here. People were just, their eyes just glistening with joy, tears of joy.
That's really cool.
Not the day it's down in the 50s and we're shivering.
Yeah.
So I'm going to envy you, okay?
Okay. So, Donna, I'm a big fan. I've talked to you probably a year or two ago, and I listen off and on, and I know you're a gifted intuitive, and I have a situation in my life right now.
All right. What did you want to talk about?
My ex-husband has molested my son.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. And so I'm at the beginning of a civil and criminal two lawsuits, and I was hoping you could give me some, anything you're picking up that might be optimistic and hope-filled and some way to
All
help
right.
me.
The first thing I want to do is give you some very practical information. This
yes.
is obviously an extremely emotional issue.
It is.
You are going to have everything from pure rage
right.
to deep grief.
Right.
How old is your son?
9.
Yes. This is a real challenge because you have so many issues here. I would like very much for you to find someone who is well experienced in working with a family situation like this. And
oh, yes. We have someone lined up. And he's
oh,
going to have to disclose
good.
Again
okay.
because he has disclosed. He disclosed at the Aubrey Hepburn Care Center in New Orleans, but he's special needs, and he has a speech delay, so it was really kind of not articulate for a 9-year-old. Does that make sense? So
yes,
we're going
it does.
Into therapy, and this woman that he's going to see on starting on Monday specializes in this problem.
Well, this is wonderful because what you want to do, the trauma has already happened with the child. So what
right.
you want to do is try to create a sense of awareness and safety and that what was done was not the right thing to have been done to him. However,
right.
he shouldn't carry this forward
right.
with the, how can I say it? It sounds so unemotional when I say he shouldn't
no,
carry
no.
it forward. But what I'm looking at is that this child has a level of intelligence that needs to be respected.
Right.
And this child was aware of something not being in order.
Right.
But the biggest thing that he's picking up on is your emotions. So you need to be in a situation where, and this may sound a little strange, but where you can be detached every time you have to go into a court situation, because there's going to be a lot of hard, hard stuff slammed on you. And it's just, you're going to look sometimes at attorneys and wonder what planet they're from. And you are going to be, I'm looking at more than one courtroom environment, and there needs to be a detachment when you're in particular environments, and you have to be able to say, this is business, this isn't personal. And that sounds weird. But it's
yeah.
that kind of a detachment that's going to end up where you're going to see proper action taken. Now,
definitely.
On the other side of the coin, your ex-husband is a person that has suppressed so much of his own life.
Yes, he has.
That he was acting out with his own son.
Yeah.
And what I am getting is that he was in what I describe as a mind shift. And this is very difficult for someone who has not ever experienced it to know what I'm talking about. And because of the acting out that I'm seeing your ex-husband doing, and I'm not condoning this by any stretch of the imagination.
Right.
But it is a mental shift that enables him to detach from a positioning of personal responsibility.
Gotcha.
So whenever this will come up, watch his facial muscles and watch his eyes. And you will see this, I can't call it a glaze, but I will use the word shift again.
Yeah.
You watch it. And you, when you were married to him, you noticed a number of patternings where he was disassociating. It was
yeah.
almost as if he was another personality.
Yes.
So when you saw that, you were seeing a reality of his mindset.
Okay, he was actually abusing prescription drugs. So he did
well,
that for
this
the past
then
several years.
Enabled him
exactly
to go into that place of, I don't have to be responsible. A term that could be used is he was entering into his own fantasy land.
Right.
And it has come back. It's going to haunt him big time. And I don't think that he is truly ever going to get past being an addict.
Yeah.
I think it is a part of him, and I would hope that he could, but there is so much more that is going on inside of him, emotionally and mentally, that I think he disassociates.
Do you see him paying for this?
Is he like, what?
Do you see him paying for this, paying to society, going to prison?
Oh, I think there's going to be jail time, yes.
Yeah, me too.
But I will tell you right now that if a psychiatrist or a psychologist were to examine him, they would definitely feel he was mentally unstable.
Right.
So your biggest challenge with this is not that he's going to be proven guilty. That's not the challenge. The challenge is going to be in the court of law showing where he is mentally cognizant of his behavior. And I think that this is something that when you are ready to go forward with this, you need to have an attorney that has a real clear idea of the obstacles that are going to be in front of you, because you've got them. I'm not going to sugarcoat this. This is not going to be fun and games. You will be the one, though, that must have the clarity, and the attorney you work with must have clarity. I am seeing you before two different judges. One judge is going to want to pass it along to another. I don't see the judge wanting to deal with it, and actually the first judge that I'm looking at may not really be that competent. So I'm seeing a second judge coming into the picture, but this second judge, when I'm looking at this individual, it's black or white. There's no gray. So there must be clarity from the very first time that you go into that courtroom, which you will be going into fairly soon. The very first time that happens, there must not be the wailing or the moaning or anything like this. It's just facts. And that is really the way it has to be worked with.
Okay. So do you see... the thing is, you are seeing correctly. He has a really good friend, supposedly, who is a judge in New Orleans, who's giving him free legal advice, which, you know, is weird to me. But then at this point, the DA has issued an arrest warrant. As soon as he fails the polygraph, he will be arrested, okay, and charged with this. So the tape has been reviewed, and they think there's enough to get him. Well, I don't really have to I don't have to have a personal attorney, a private attorney, until after it moves through the DA's office. You know what I'm saying?
You better do your homework now as far as the attorney goes.
Okay.
Don't wait until the last minute. Do your research. You need to find someone who is really, really savvy. Now, let's address this situation with a judge advising your ex. This is something that can be done. But if you find out about this, you've got to make sure that you know who that judge is, so that there is clarity with your attorney and that you have the information about this, so that there's never going to be a conflict of interest.
Okay.
You have to be alert to that. But do not assume a thing.
Okay.
Assume nothing.
Okay.
Get your facts. And don't let anybody tell you, gee, everything's slam dunk, this is what's going to happen. It is not going to happen that way.
Okay. So it's going to be, I'm going to have to fight this.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. There is.
But I'm
going
to win.
Well, what you need to do, and I say you need to do this, instead of saying, I'm going to win, the best approach with this is, that the truth is coming out. He is well aware that this is a situation that will affect him. He is a pedophile, and
right.
that is what will be on him for the rest of his life. So if he can avoid that label, it's one thing. That's why I said there needs to be a standing back, a detachment.
Gotcha.
If you do not do it this way, and it doesn't mean you're not going to have your moments where you're going to feel like having temper tantrums, but
right.
there must be clarity here.
Okay.
There's no, this is not a game. This
right.
is serious stuff.
Right.
And the care for your son is serious stuff.
Right.
So you need to have people that are not going to be flippant about things and just say, oh, this is guaranteed. You know, no guarantees here.
Gotcha.
No guarantees at all. So this is serious. You must be prepared, and your legal counsel must be prepared. There's been many instances where polygraph tests have been thrown right out of a courtroom.
Oh, yeah, they don't count in Louisiana. They count only as a interrogation device, but they can't be admissible in the court of law. So,
there you go.
Yeah.
So I'm telling you, you are going to be experiencing some things that you think, gee, that's on television sometimes, but that's all make-believe.
Right.
Not really. You need to understand that it's going to take a concentrated effort, and there is a lot that could go for you, but if you're not attentive, it may not.
Okay. Thank you so much, Ms. Donna.
You're welcome, Kim.
I know that there is an energetic solution to this problem as well as a physical one,
mm-hmm.
and I have the love of my son and the truth on my side. And I intend for there, and I have a clarity candle on my dresser, and I intend for there to be extreme clarity in this situation.
Very good.
So.
Very good. You've got your work cut out for you, dear.
Thank you so much, Donna. Have a blessed evening.
Thank you, dear. You too.
Thanks.
This is Donna Sebo, my guest in England. We've not been able to make the connection with that guest, so we're going to have those phone lines available. If you'd like to call in and chat with me like Kim did, here are the telephone numbers to call in to 877-876-5227. 877-876-5227, worldwide, toll-free number 888-815-9756, that's 888-815-9756. And all I need from you is your first name or your initial, and then after that, you're welcome, after I give you the information I perceive, you're welcome to ask me anything you like. Or if, like Kim, you had a direct question you'd like to go to, you can do that too. Remember, before I found that Kim was on the line, I was telling you about job hunting. Well, there was a Chicago bank who once considered a young Bostonian for employment, and they were going to check out his references. One of the references was an officer at a particular investment house in Boston, and that investment executive who responded to the request for the reference wrote that the young man's father was of a particular family of very high class in Boston, and the mother was from another very high-ranking family. And his background was a happy blend of another high-ranking family, and this man went on and on about all of the finest families in Boston. He gave his highest recommendation of this young person without any hesitation. Well, it was a few days later, and the personnel manager of the Chicago bank called the man who had sent the letter and asked him, "We would like to have a work reference from you before we hire this young man." And this executive said, "Well, you got my letter, didn't you? That told you all about him." Well, the personnel manager said, "Yes, it's true. Your letter talked about his pedigree. But we're contemplating using this young man for work, not for breeding purposes." I loved it. What is it that you are showing when you're giving a reference? Let's say giving people's names and you're saying, "Wow, this is, you know, will you give me a reference?" When someone calls them, You want them to be able to say, I have worked for this person, and this is why I feel that they would be good for you to have as part of your team. When you're in an interview, if you don't have those kinds of references, oh, and I know sometimes there are particular employers that don't do the checking, but there's a lot of them that do, especially today. So what you need to remember is if you have someone you are going to use as a reference, if you're the one out looking for a job, make sure they can talk about your working skills and how you are as an employee or a team player. If you yourself are wanting to go into a job, think about how you can present yourself so that the individual who hears about you is going to know that you've got a lot to offer. Sometimes a degree is important. But let me share with you the story about a friend of mine who just recently went to work. This is a gentleman who is in his 50s. He's been an entrepreneur for a lot of years. And he got sick, went through some very, very tough times. Medical bills were up in the tens of thousands. And after he went through his recuperation period, he realized that he needed to go back to work because he had a lot of bills to pay. Well, being the age that he was, he thought, gee whiz, this is going to be a long, long, long road, because most people don't want somebody my age. They're looking for younger people. Well, that was his assumption. As it turned out, he was referred to a particular company in his local area, and he applied for an interview. Now, he had quite an extensive background. When he went in for the interview, at the end of that interview, they said, well, we're going to check your references, and then we're going to come back for a second interview. And for those of you who've gone through the interviewing process, you know how that goes. You can go through a dozen of them before you find out whether or not anybody's going to be interested in you. And obviously, the more interviews you have, the more you realize that you're getting closer and closer to perhaps being accepted. Well, anyway, this gentleman, he went back in for another interview, and they said, we'd really like to hire you, but we need to ask your question. Would you be interested in being in a job that is not necessarily going to be exciting? Because what we find is that young people are not necessarily interested in doing this work because it doesn't give them enough challenges. And they're not going to find that with us as a company that they're going to have all of these major opportunities for advancement. Well, he thought about that, and he thought about it quite carefully. And he said, no, at this time in my life, what you're offering me is really something, and I think that I would be very happy with this. And he had been very candid with him that he had gone through the severe medical problems. But he had such an excellent work record, and the references that he gave were able to testify to that, and that he had been a person that could be relied upon even when he was running his own business. Well, he ends up going to work at the job, and he's so efficient that within 2 or 3 months after he's gone through the initial training, they want to have him as a manager of their company in a certain departmental area. And he said to them, no, I'm not particularly interested in that at this time, but thank you, I'll stay where I am for right now. But this is a man who didn't think that he had very much working for him, not realizing that his background, his experience, his tremendous capacity for handling certain things was going to serve him well. And the references that he got emphasized that. The people wanted him to go to work for them because that's what they needed. They needed the type of person that wanted to be in a positioning for a period of time. The young people weren't interested in the jobs because there wasn't great potential for advancement. If they had a young person come into the company, they found they invested in the training and the young person would be gone within 6 months because they had literally become bored with the environment. So they find that they have to look for people that are more mature, and it works out quite nicely. So remember, when you're going to a job interview, don't hesitate to ask about the company. Find out what that company does. If you're a person that loves technology and you like solving problems and you like being under the hassle and pressure of change and challenges, then you will want to be in an environment that's going to give you that. You may not want to be in an environment that, especially if you're building towards a career, that's going to be mundane. On the other hand, if you're going to college and you're in any particular phase of your life and you need something that's going to be that bread and butter income for you while you're researching or expanding or doing something else, honor and respect that positioning that you go into. Remember, no matter what you do, it's good work. I don't care if you're a garbage collector, dealing in a sewage treatment center. There's no job that is insignificant. Every job has its value. So whatever you do, if you give whatever you do your best, no matter how good, bad, or indifferent you may feel about it, if you give it your best, then you build a credibility so that when someone gives you a reference, they're not going to be talking about your pedigree because they have nothing else to say. They're going to be talking about the qualities that you have as a person and that those are the qualities that you would be bringing to whatever company or in business environment you'd be going into. A long time ago, someone once said to me, remember, wherever you go, don't burn bridges behind you. That is saying, wherever you are, whatever job you're in, when you give it your best and you're on good terms with people, when you leave, that's what they're going to talk about. If you become nasty or obnoxious and then you leave, that's what people are going to talk about. So you need to think about how you want to structure your life, structure yourself. There are so many jobs out there that are needing to be filled. There are a lot of them. They may not be paying you $35, $50, $100, $200 an hour, but they're there. And if that's where you're needing to be for a period of time, don't put it down. Don't make fun of it. Respect it. Honor it. Realize it's going to give you that stepping stone to the future. Remember, wherever you are, if you're currently employed, be grateful for that job because there's a lot of people that have lost theirs. Be grateful for the job you have, appreciate it, but don't think you have to stay locked into it for security purposes. Give it your best, keep on looking, be out there, and make sure that the references that you give regarding your work ethic, regarding who you are, and the qualities that you will bring into a company or into a new environment, that's what you want your future bosses to know, or whatever environment you're going into. It does make a difference. This is Donna Sebo. Somehow or another, we were not able to connect to our guest, Martin Palmer. We're going to try to reschedule in because, hey, when somebody's overseas, things can go wrong, and that is what has happened in this case. So we will be in touch with him at another time, but the telephone lines are open, and you're going to be able to call in at 877-876-5227. Worldwide, 888-815-9756. And before we go to break, I want to remind those of you who are listening who are in Western Washington, my class, Mind Vision, is going to be coming up this Saturday. Oh, it's just a couple of days away. And I'm so looking forward to giving this because it's all about powering up your inner giant. Now, if you'd like to be a part of this class, all you need to do is give me a call at my office, 800-872-8852, or you can call the Center for Spiritual Living, which is at 206 North J Street in Tacoma, and make your reservation, which is at the number 253-383-3151, 253-383-3151. Now, this is a seminar that is about empowering you. Very interactive. We're going to be able to interact between 10 a.m. and 4, and it includes a lunch. It's only $95 for the class. And if you call in by the 23rd, by tomorrow, then you will find that you get a $10 discount. So it will be $95 at the door. So again, give me a call if you're interested in participating. I'd love to have you there because it's one of the rare times where I'm able to do an all-day workshop like this. So give me a call at my office, 800-872-8852 or 253-383-3151. Donna Sebo here. We're taking a break, and we're going to be back in just a moment.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature, however, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Enter the magical world of God's kiss.
Johnny finds himself at the entrance to a large open valley, framed by high mountains rich in the brown red colors of the earth. He stands in awe, even a little fearful of the mountain's great size. After all, he's just a little boy and not very tall.
God's Kiss is a beautifully illustrated children's book about a young boy's journey into a valley with children and animals from all over the world. They are gathering together to experience the wonder of love and beauty that will affect their lives forever. A talking book audio narrated by the author Donna Sebo accompanies this wonderful storybook, creating a special magic all of its own. This book package makes a wonderful gift for those special children in your life ages 3 to 10. God's Kiss book and talking book audio are only $19.95 plus shipping and handling, and the author Donna Sebo will autograph and personalize your book if you request it. Call 800-872-8852. You can also order through Donna Sebo's website, www.DelphiInternational.com. That 800 number again, 872-8852.
This is Pete Smith for OrthoTeb Health Shoes. OrthoTebs are completely heelless, invented by a doctor, and you'll burn 3 times the calories of regular walking in our sandals, 2 times the calories of regular walking in our clogs. They help you tone and trim the entire leg, thighs, buns, lower abs, and love handle area. They offer symptom improvement for people with plantar fasciitis and low back pain. Check them out on the web at www.orthoteb.net.
Do you want to lose weight? Do you deal with diabetes, high blood pressure, osteoporosis, or chronic pain? Do you want to know one of Dr. Perricone's 7 secrets to beauty, health, and longevity? Do you have 15 minutes a day to look and feel better? Then let me introduce you to DTAP, the workout that works. For the beginner or expert exerciser, learn from physical training specialist Teresa Tapp how, in just 15 minutes a day, you can burn fat and sugar, build strong bones and muscles, and lose inches fast with no equipment or jumping. Visit the TTAP website, TTAP.com, or call 1-800-342-0717 to learn how. That's T-TAPP.com. We'll help you lose inches, look good, and feel fabulous at TTAP. 1-800-342-0717, TTAP.com.
Hi, this is Donna. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. I'll be delighted to light up your life with a little bit of insight. Telephone numbers to call in to are 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. And don't forget, all I need from you is your first name or initial, and that is it. I wanted to throw a few questions up to you. Where is the only place in the world of the laughing disease? Ever heard of a laughing disease? I've never heard of that. Do you know where it occurs? I'll give you 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 seconds. That's it. It's in New Guinea. It is known in the Karoo tribe. I've never even heard of the tribe. But New Guinea I'm aware of. But it's amazing how there are little things like this out in life that you don't have a clue that goes on. Why would there be a laughing disease would be my next question. And what is the only city in the world with canals instead of streets and boats instead of car, buses, trucks, and taxis? Well, I'm sure you figured that one out right off the bat. That's Venice, of course, in Italy. It's called the Bride of the Sea, and most of the boats are gondolas. Well, they are motorized. You might get someone once in a while that's going to sing to you, but they're pretty practical people over there. And there are those that will serenade you, especially during tourist time. But these people are in the modern world, and so they've got to get around the best that they can. That's such a beautiful place. It's someplace I've often wanted to go visit because I understand that the art is just fabulous, and I had a very dear friend that went there. Venice, Italy, the Bride of the Sea. Sadly, it has been sinking quite a bit. Healthcare. Oh, my goodness. Conversation about this occurs often. How many times do you go out with a friend and maybe they've got family members that have been sick and they're talking about insurance coverage, or people will say, I've got to find a job that gives me benefits. And what are one of the major benefits we want? Hospitalization, medical care. Well, I came across this article in Consumer Reports and I thought I would share it with you because I think in this world of ours that is changing so rapidly, so quickly, a lot of what we thought we would have had available to us may not be available anymore. And sometimes we don't always know the right questions to ask because we just don't know to ask it. So I wanted to share this information with you. There are 7 signs a health plan might be junk. And what they make a statement about is that we need to do everything in our power to avoid plans with the following features. 1, limited benefits. Never buy a product that is labeled limited benefit or not major medical insurance. In most states, those phrases might be your only clue to an inadequate policy. Now, the reason that that is so important is if by grace, you are a healthy person, you will go through your life, nothing happens, then all of a sudden, slam bam, accident, maybe you have a fall, maybe like what happened with my husband, there was a heart attack. These things can occur. There's no guarantees with life that you're not going to be affected. So these are points that we're going to be sharing. So that's point number 1. We've got more, and I think we've got a caller on the line. Hello. Okay, I'm sorry. I thought I heard a beep on the line that we had a caller, but that wasn't the case. Okay, let's go to item number 2, low overall coverage limits. Now, this is what the article said. Healthcare is more costly than you might imagine if you've never experienced a serious illness. The cost of a cancer or a heart attack can easily hit 6 figures, and that's the truth. Policies with coverage limits of $25,000 or even $100,000 are not adequate in today's world. We had a friend that had an emergency, serious heart situation, and his bill was $250,000, $250,000. And if he hadn't had the government health plan that he had, he would have been up the creek without the proverbial paddle. Affordable premiums. There's no free lunch when it comes to insurance. To lower premiums, insurers trim benefits and do what they can to avoid insuring less healthy people. So if your insurance was a bargain, chances are good it doesn't cover very much. To check how much a comprehensive plan would cost you, go to this particular website, ehealthinsurance.com. That's the letter E, healthinsurance.com. You enter your location, your gender, and your age as it prompts, and look for the most costly of the plans that pop up. That plan will probably be the most comprehensive. Also, another red flag, no coverage for important things. If you don't see a medical service specifically mentioned in the policy, assume it is not covered. Consumer Reports reviewed policies that did not cover prescription drugs or outpatient chemotherapy, but didn't say so anywhere in the policy document, not even in the section labeled, What is Not Covered. Next red flag, ceilings on categories of care. A $900 a day maximum benefit for a hospital expense will hardly make a dent in a $45,000 bill for a heart bypass surgery. If you have to accept limits on some services, be sure your plan covers hospital and outpatient medical treatment, doctor's visits, drugs, and diagnostic and imaging tests without a dollar limit. Limits on mental health costs, rehabilitation, and durable medical equipment should be the most generous you can afford. Limitless out-of-pocket costs, another red flag. Avoid the policies that fail to specify a maximum amount that you'll have to pay before the insurer will begin covering 100% of expenses. And be alert for loopholes. Some policies, for instance, don't count copayments for doctor visits or prescription drugs towards the maximum. That can be a catastrophe for someone who's very, very ill, who rack up dozens of doctor's appointments and prescriptions a year. Last red flag, they state the AARP policy that the Clausens bought, this one family they speak about in their magazine, which, by the way, this is the May edition of Consumer Reports. They bought a policy. It began covering hospital care on the second day. That seems benign enough, except that the first day is almost always the most expensive because it usually includes charges for surgery and emergency room diagnostic tests and treatments. When we come back, I also want to share some information with you, some additional information about health. This is Donna Sebo. We're going to take a break for a moment, and we'll be back shortly. Remember, give me a buzz, 877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. Donna Sebo here. We'll be back in just a moment.
Enter the magical world of God's kiss.
He sees a large open area of valley ground covered with a thick green grass. In the open space are many other children and animals. All kinds of animals. And all of the animals are talking. He can understand every word they are saying.
God's Kiss is a beautifully illustrated children's book about a young boy's journey into a valley with children and animals from all over the world. They are gathering together to experience the wonder of love and beauty that will affect their lives forever. A talking book audio narrated by the author Donna Sebo accompanies this wonderful storybook, creating a special magic all of its own. This book package makes a wonderful gift for those special children in your life, ages 3 to 10. God's Kiss book and talking book audio are only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. And the author, Donna Sebo, will autograph and personalize your book if you request it. Call 800-872-8852. You can also order through Donna Sebo's website, www.delphiinternational.com.
Hi, this is Donna. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat, 877-876-5227, 888-815-9756. These are the guests that we're going to be having tomorrow and on Friday. Tomorrow we're going to be talking to Debbie Weiner. Do you have a family that's a bit untidy? And you look around your house and you go, oh, what am I going to do? I want to do some redecorating, but how can I go about doing it? I got a family of slobs. Well, Debbie says, I can help you with that. She's got a fun book called Slob Proof. Real Life Design Solutions, because her family is like that. So we're going to have fun talking with Debbie tomorrow. And Amy Schoen, you can get it right this time, how to find and keep your ideal romantic relationship. So we'll be talking with Amy on Friday, but I wanted to give you a heads up on the people that are coming up. We've got a great group next week that we're going to be talking to as well, so I hope that you will be able to join us, and be sure and tell your friends about it. And don't forget my Mind Vision class, Power Up Your Inner Giant, this Saturday. If you're in the Pacific Northwest, Western Washington, come on and be a part of it, because I'd love to have you. I enjoy doing interactive workshops, seminars, and I don't have an opportunity to do them very frequently. So this is really a treat. We're going to work with you and see how you can pull out of yourself that part that you might even want to call the genius part of yourself. What is it that you can do to create the changes that you want, regardless of all the doomsday predictions that are going on out there? You can create a future. And you know what? If you have the right attitude, if you have the right tools, you can then empower yourself and be an example for other people. Hard times can hit anytime. It's what you do with it that counts, and that's what this workshop is all about. We're also going to be doing a lot of interactive, intuitive practicing so that you can become aware of how sensitive you are and how you can develop your own intuitive processes. Donna Siebel here again, 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. Oh, I have to share something with you here. It's called This Curse of the Screaming Skull. Yes. Don't you just love stories like this? No, I know Halloween's a bit off in the year, thank heavens. But during the 17th century, Isaiah Penny, who was a resident of Biddescombe, a town in the heart of an English countryside, he returned home after having lived in the West Indies for a number of years. And when he came home, he brought a slave home with him to help care for his house. And it was known as the Biddescombe Manor. And yes, they had slaves in the 1700s, as we know. Now, the slave, unfortunately, soon fell quite ill, and he was dying, and he requested one thing from his master. He asked that his corpse be sent home and buried in the land of his birth. Now, Penny agreed that he would do that, but when his slave died, he broke the promise and buried the slave in a nearby church cemetery. Well, immediately after the burial, according to the story, there was a strange moaning sound that drifted up through the earth under which the slave had been buried. Then it turned into an endless and agonizing scream. Now, when the villagers of the town that Penny lived in found out that he had broken the promise to the slave, they demanded that he immediately dig up the body and remove it from the cemetery. Well, he did as the villagers requested, and he returned with the body to Biddescombe Manor, where he put the body in the attic. Now, the screaming stopped. Yes, and he wasn't one of those unfortunates that had been buried alive. He actually had been dead when he was buried. But this corpse stayed in Penny's house, where obviously it's going to decay, and all that remained was the skull. Now, years passed by. Penny died. Biddescombe Manor saw different people come and go. People bought this manor, and they sold it, bought it and sold it. There were some that didn't take well to sleeping so near the infamous skull and made the mistake of removing it from the attic. And one owner threw the skull into a nearby pond, thinking it would sink. But the skull rose to the surface, and it was heard shrieking. It was in agony. Another family that moved into the house, apparently everybody knew about the skull, took the skull out of the house and buried it in the backyard garden. But it came to the surface all by itself. Now, in the end, what happened? The skull was returned to the house where it's been allowed to stay, to the best of our knowledge, even to this day. No one has ever removed it from the house again. A spooky story? You bet. Strange things go on in this world, and we don't always know exactly why. But that's what makes the story so interesting, don't you think? Donna Siebel here. Give me a buzz if you'd like to chat. 877-876-5227. Worldwide, 888-815-9756. You know, I was giving you the red flags about insurance policies. Well, apparently, if you really want to have better coverage, you ought to become a politician. That's right. You know, there has been the statement saying that we should have access to the kind of health benefits that the members of Congress get. So here are the benefits. And members of Congress and other U.S. government employees can receive care through the Federal Employees Health Benefits Program. Employees can choose from hundreds of plans, but the most popular is the National Blue Cross and Blue Shield Preferred Provider Organization Plan. And employee contributions for that plan are $152 per person or $357 per family per month. And I can tell you, that is really, really reasonable. Now, this is what you get if you are a member of Congress or work for the government, same, the federal employees group. You don't have any annual or lifetime limits for major services. You have a deductible of $300 per person and $600 per family. Then you also have an out-of-pocket limit of $5,000 per year with preferred providers, which includes most deductibles, co-insurance, and co-payments. Yep, those are the features. It covers inpatient and outpatient hospital care, inpatient and outpatient doctor visits, prescription drugs, diagnostic tests, preventative care, including routine immunizations, chemotherapy and radiation therapy, maternity care, family planning, durable medical equipment, orthopedic devices and artificial limbs, organ and tissue transplants, inpatient and outpatient surgery, physical, occupational, and speech therapy, outpatient and inpatient mental health care. No wonder so many people want to go for the government jobs. Maybe that's the reason why some people decide to become politicians, too. Oops, what do I know? Okay, just remember that you can go to the website, ehealthinsurance.com, and get the particulars that you need for yourself. And that'll make a great deal of difference in your life, in your comfort, and in the things that, well, you need to know about. So it pays to be aware. It really, really does. It's not going to get any better either. We've got more and more things that are going to be coming to our attention. And the healthcare system, well, we're going to see a lot of shuffling and big adjustments, but it all takes time. The industry is not unlike any other. It does not want to make any more changes any sooner than it has to. Did you know that bird brains outwitted extinction? Ah, yes. They have found at London's Natural History Museum that animals' brains and their sensory systems are remarkably advanced. Now, when they're talking about this, they're talking about fossils. That's right, fossils. It is fascinating how we make assumptions about things just because we think they're old and, gee whiz, that's just the way it's going to be. We think we're superior. Well, apparently, they used computed topography, CT they used. That's what they used, to scan two 55-million-year-old bird skulls. 55 million years old. The shape of the brain is imprinted on the inside of the skull. And that's what a paleontologist, Angela Milner, said. She said virtual models of the avian brains looked very similar in size and shape to those of modern-day birds. And it's a very sophisticated brain structure. They said the ancient birds seemed to adapt to the environment that was, well, changing, that killed off so many of their kin on so many different levels 10 million years earlier. So the modern bird supports the idea that the bigger brain aids survival in a different, unique, maybe even novel environment. A 145-million-year-old creature, considered to be a link between reptiles and birds, said in the analysis, the CT analysis of the inner ear, they're able to do this stuff. They couldn't do this, long ago. They found that this particular creature had hearing abilities much like the modern emu. What are they going to discover next? Absolutely amazing. So they found from their studies that superior auditory capabilities in birds evolved earlier than previously thought. They're going to be seeing a lot of the dinosaurs. Yes, that's right. All those fossils, they've got to be good for something. This is Donna Sebo. We're out of time. Remember always, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. Tomorrow we're going to be talking about decorating. Yes, fun stuff. Be with us. Have a good time today. And remember, you've got a lot to be grateful for. Talk with you tomorrow. Same time, same place. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.